Buckle up and settle in for a full hour of automotive mayhem with the real car guy, master technician, Mark Salem, where the only two things we can't fix is a broken heart and the crack of dawn. To talk to Mark, call 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Now, once again, here's Mark. Rolled up to my
Chevrolet. I climbed down. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Salem, and I'm your host for the next hour. And we're here to talk about your car problems. And the easiest way to get in is do it early, do it now. And it's easy. All you have to do is give us a call at 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. And for those of you in the outlying areas that actually can hear us, because I know because you send me emails, it's 888-960-9696. Took us a long time to work on that phone number. 888-960-9696. And the 602 number, one more time, for those of you in the Phoenix metropolitan area, 602-508-0960. My son Alan is here. This morning, sunshine.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's really nice of you to show up like 30 seconds before airtime.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's tough to get out of the house with the kids.
Yeah. You know, before you had kids, you blamed it on other things.
Now it's easier.
Now you have a standard thing. Well, this portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Kurtz Auto Repair. They have years of experience on domestic, import, and gas and diesel. Kurtz Auto is located at I-17 and Bell Road in Phoenix. They opened in 1992. They've been a member in great standing with the Better Business Bureau. If you live anywhere near I-17 and Bell, you should give Kurtz a try. You'll understand why I recommend Kurtz Auto Repair. And the rest of the shops that we recommend are on MarkSalem.com. Mark Salem, S-A-L-E-M. For those of you that are older, it's spelled like
we've got Tom and Lance.
So if you're in the mood to talk to us, then the number, again, is 602-508-0960. And let's go straight to the phones, because Tom's on the phone and he's first, and we're going to honor you by going straight to your call. Tom, good morning to you. How are you?
Good. Well, good morning as well. You recommend, I think it was Kurtz Automotive on Bell and 17, is that correct?
Yes.
I can't find it. What's the actual address?
How about if I give you a phone number?
Oh, you can do that. Can you give me a couple minutes to put the phone down?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold. You go get your pencil and paper. Lance, let's go to Lance. Just put him on hold, and we'll take Lance real quick, and then we'll come back, and we'll give the information to Tony, or Tom. Tom it is. Lance, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Sam. Good morning to your son, Alan, there.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Now that it's getting hot, I have a question about my radiator.
Okay.
I was reading an article recently. I have the old brass radiator, and it's a downflow.
Yeah.
You know, for an old truck. I know I bug you all the time.
Oh, that's all right.
You make fun of me because I'm a Dodge truck owner.
Yeah.
You know, I read an article, and it was talking about going to a higher pressure cap because the inlet hose is right next to the filler neck, and it was saying that you're not going to get even to 16 pounds, even if it's running right. So my question is what's the higher cap that I can get for that, or what will it help me out in?
Well, wait a minute. You got a downflow radiator, so where exactly does the bottom hose connect when you're sitting in the driver's seat? Lower left, lower right?
When you're sitting in it's the lower right is where it's connected.
Okay, and then where's the inlet tube or where's the top hose connect?
Yeah, the top hose, I'm walking through the dirt trying to get to my truck. The top hose is right next to, Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm popping the hood. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. The top hose is on the top left, and the radiator cap is right in the middle.
Forget the radiator cap. Tell me where the two hoses are at.
Yeah, the top hose connects to the top left, and the bottom hose connects to the bottom right.
Okay. It doesn't make any difference. I don't know where you read that, but that makes no sense at all. You saying that the tubes on your radiator are vertical as opposed to horizontal?
Yes, sir. It's the vertical ones.
Okay. So the hot water is coming in on the bottom hose.
Oh, okay.
All right. And usually what you're doing is the hot water's going into the bottom hose, you're going to raise the coolant all the way to the top, and during that time it's going to drop off its heat, and then the water's going to go in through the thermostat housing and back in. Some of them reverse flow. Some of them are pushing water out the top hose. So I don't know how your Dodge is plumbed. But if you, here's how to tell, is just touch the two hoses when it's running. Keep in mind of the fan. And the hotter one is coming from the motor. The hotter one's coming from the motor.
Yeah, the top one doesn't get hot until the thermostat opens.
Okay. Now, that could mean that it flows from the top. So now here's how it goes. If it flows from the top, we come out of the top hose, we go into the top tank. At that point, we're gravity feeding all the way down the radiator. Meanwhile, the bottom hose is sucking real hard.
Right.
So we got push on the top and suck on the bottom. But if you look at it, we're on two sides of the radiator. So we're two different sizes. So I disagree. If you take it, the answer to your question is you can go take your cap to an automotive shop and tell them it's a 14 and you want a 16, and they'll give you one.
Well, I have a 16 now. I didn't know if that was if that was good enough. And also, I had a question. My truck, it doesn't come with a thermostat or not a thermostat. One of those things in the fan that locks up. I forget what they're called.
Fan clutch.
Yeah, but I do have one from. Do you recommend those, or if it didn't come with one, do I don't worry about it? Or?
Well, no, you could put one on there. It'd help you at highway speeds for fuel economy.
Yeah, I have one from a 440 engine. I don't know if that makes any difference.
Well, I think it's a better idea to just go to the auto parts store and look at applications and look at your truck, a year older, a year newer, a different motor, and see if you can find, just keep moving upwards until you find your truck, your motor with a fan clutch, and then buy it and see if it'll fit all your brackets.
Yeah, I do have a real good shroud on it, and it's covered on all sides.
Well, that's not the problem. What happens if the shroud opening is 16 inches and the fan clutch is 18?
No, I mean, I have the factory fan on it. I just have a good sealing shroud.
Okay. Again, if the fan's 18 and the opening's 16, it doesn't make any difference how good your shroud is. Nothing's going to work.
Well, I mean, I'm not having cooling problems now. It's just, I just like to make it run better.
Okay. All right. Good luck to you, Lance. Thank you very much, buddy. And let's go back over to Tom. And Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. 602-588-2878. And you don't have to remember this one, but listen, it's 2222 West Bell Road. 2222 West Bell Road.
Okay.
And when you walk in there, you're going to say, "Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm a personal friend of Mark Salem's, and he's going to send me a 50% coupon, but I haven't got it yet, but can we talk about my car?"
Okay, awesome.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
We've got Joe up here, too.
All righty. Joe, you're up next, buddy. How are you today?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good, good, good.
I have a question. I have an 06 Ford F-150.
Okay.
And when the truck runs great.
Okay.
When I go 55 miles an hour, exactly like between 50 to 55, all of a sudden I get like a shimmy. It seems like it's coming from the back. I went on a computer a little bit. People complained about that. I'm just curious what that could be.
All right. I'm going to give you Mr. Vibration, okay?
Joe, is it coming from the seat of the vehicle or the steering wheel of the vehicle?
I could feel it in the vehicle, yes. As I'm driving, you can actually feel it.
Okay, does it seem like it's an engine miss problem, or does it feel like it's more of a tire wheel combination problem?
Well, I would say a tire. People were telling me maybe I have to get the wheels balanced. You know what I mean? But I thought I did. I had the wheels balanced, but from a place where I bought the truck from. And they balanced them, and I had to take it back, and then they rebalanced them. But I'm still having that problem. But right at 55, though, if I go over 55, it levels out.
Right. It could be a number of things. I mean, we always get vehicles in here that have been balanced other places or that we're able to fix. There's two dimensions to a wheel balance. You got the balance issue, and then you have what's called a road force issue. Road force issue is where the heavy spot in the tire meets the heavy spot in the wheel. And ideally, you would like to have the heavy spot in the tire opposite 180 from the heavy spot in the wheel.
Okay.
On the off chance that they got the heavy spot in the wheel and the heavy spot of the tire added together, it's something that will never be balanceable. It is not a balanceable issue. It is an issue where you have to rotate the tire on the whim, on the rim.
On the whim?
Whim.
Yeah.
The we have a road force balancer machine here, as long as a lot of other shops have them. And what they do is they read the high spot in the tire and the high spot in the wheel, and they put them opposite of each other. I would try that. I would find some place that has a road force balancer machine and have them look at that. That would be the first place I'd go. The other thing is we've seen a lot lately is tires rotating on the wheels. So a lot of times, even here at our shop, We have a set of wheels that are chrome, and we lube them real good and to mount them up. And next thing you know, they leave, and the customer gets 5 miles down the road and says, "Hey, we got a vibration issue." And we come back, and it's off balance.
How does that happen? How does that happen, Alan?
How does what happen?
How does that happen that we rotate the tire on the wheel?
Well, you'd like to think it's from burnouts, but I have customers all the time that it also happens from braking hard.
Yeah.
Stopping hard, but typically it's from taking off hard. But
I'm new out here. Could you recommend a place that
part of the valley are you in?
I'm over here in Gilbert area.
We don't really have anybody in the East Valley. But here's what you do. You call around to different tire shops and ask them if they have a Road Force machine, okay?
Okay.
A Road Force machine. And then ask them this. Tom, you have to picture this, okay? I'm going to put the tire and wheel on the machine. I'm going to spin it. And I realize that I have to rotate the tire on the wheel. So I have to take it off the machine, put it on the on a tire machine. I got to let the air out, bust the tire down, and I'm going to rotate it as close as I think I can get it. I'm going to air it back up and put it on the machine. I might have to do that 2 or 3 times.
Right.
So I can tell you that a lot of people with the Road Forces are going to quote you $100, $125 on the worst-case scenario.
If I have to do all four.
If you have to do all four. And okay. down as little as... If
$20 to $25.
$20 to $25 a piece. So that's kind of what you're looking for. Okay. And one other thing, Tom. I want to make sure it's a tire issue. If it's a tire issue at 55 miles an hour, if you accelerate to 65 miles an hour, you say it's smooth.
It's smooth.
Okay.
Wait,
we don't have much time. Let me finish. Now, I want you to go to 65, and I want you to throw it into neutral, and I want you to coast back through 55.
Okay.
And if the vibration is there, then it's directly related to the speed of the vehicle and not the speed of the engine. Do you get that?
Speed yes, I do.
Okay. And the same way as you're going up through 55 miles an hour, you might shift and pull it out of overdrive. And now we're going to increase the speed of the engine. And as you go through 55, if the vibration's the same, we know for sure it's not drive shaft. We know for sure it's nothing to do with the drivetrain. It has everything to do with your tires, okay?
Okay. I'm going to test that out right now. I'm going to jump on the tool, too. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You betcha. 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. And we've got open lines available. Alan really didn't tell you the truth. He's my son. He's got oil running through his veins. But the only way that people spin the tire on the wheel is nailing the throttle at a traffic light. And the reason we know that is because we learned it on his car. And that's the reason he knows that as well. I'm Mark Salem. This is 960 The Patriot. We'll be back talking to you in just a few minutes right after this.
Did you know Raintree Auto Repair is ranked number one in the entire United States?
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Mark Salem. The lines are almost full, and we're going to get to you in just a second. But before I do, let me tell you about another great place on the East Valley. We talked about Kurtz up at I-17 and Bell. Now we're going to talk about Thompson's Auto Repair, and they're located on the south side of Maine, just east of Stapley in Mesa. Thompson's been in business since 1970. They're equipped to handle all your major and minor repairs, foreign and domestic motorhomes. And they have their own tow trucks. They're AAA approved. It's an ASE certified Blue Seal shops, which means he's in the top 10% of all the repair shops in the United States. Thompson is a trusted name. Brian is on a council that helps guide our industry. They value his input because he's been around a long time. Thompson's Auto was named Business of the Year in 2009 by the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. I'm proud to have Brian and Thelma, and that's Thompson's Auto Repair, on our best car shops list. Hey, I got to tell you something. I went to a shop the other day. Remember the lady that had us put a blower on her Ford truck so that she could beat her brothers?
I do.
Okay, folks, this lady comes in, and she, what was that, just a one-ton?
No, 150, yeah.
All right, get closer to the mic, would you?
F-150.
Okay, 150, and we put a blower on it, and the only purpose of that is so she could dust her brothers.
She can make her brothers look silly, that's
okay.
correct.
All right, so she works at Construction Tool.
Correct.
It's over there on 40th Street and Broadway or
yep.
something like
yep.
that. I go in, and there's a kid named Vinny there.
Yeah.
Okay, I look at Vinny, and I look
Don't
at her.
Don't deal with that guy.
I know, and I say, She knows more than he does.
Absolutely.
She, I mean, this lady knows more about tools than any guy at Home Depot, any guy at Lowe's.
Absolutely.
She knows, they got more tools there than I've ever seen a man in the world.
It is
a man cave, but it's a
heaven.
Man city.
Man heaven.
It's men heaven. Construction tool folks. And do they do retail? Did we just,
they do.
Yeah, they do retail.
Yes, they do.
All right. Stay away from Vinny. Ask for Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because Vinny, he's young. He's just, you know, just kind of like you and me. You know what I mean? They're better off with me than they are with you. Richard, you're up next, buddy. What can we do for you?
Mark, I've got a question about truck noises, big
okay.
trucks.
Okay.
I'll be sitting at a stoplight, and a big truck will pull up next to me, and suddenly there'll be this release of air. It sounds like a hiss.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, and it doesn't, I can't tell, you know, it's not when they stop, it's not when they start, it's just...
Yep.
Seems like it's random, but I wonder if it really is random. I wonder if the driver can control whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah, and to some extent, let me tell you what's happening, because I own a big truck. I have the big red dog named Clifford. It's a big Volvo truck. I haul my tractors around on big trailers.
Yeah.
All right, in the diesel truck, we don't have any vacuum, so we have to use compressed air to do the suspension, raise and lower the airbags, and we use air, compressed air, about 120 to 140 pounds of compressed air to apply the brakes. Meanwhile, the compressor is belt-driven on the engine. So the compressor is going to run until it gets to a certain level, and then the unloader is going to unload the compressor because the tanks are full of air, and it's going to go ka-choo. Now, if you're in the truck and you just happen to stop, and then the compressor, and you use some air to stop, and the compressor then builds up quickly, while you're sitting at that traffic light, you're going to hear, as he comes in, you're going to hear, and then you're going to hear, after maybe a minute or so, then you're going to hear the, and that's just the unloader. It's just like, it's an air compressor that builds so much pressure, and at this pressure mark, boom, we're going to unload the compressor and go into coast mode, and we're also going to spurt a little bit of air on the ground or outside the truck just to unload the compressor. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they when they unload, it goes, the pressure goes down to zero?
No, no. When I say they unload the compressor, otherwise they stop the compressor from functioning.
Oh, wow.
Even though it's spinning,
yeah.
They're saying, I'm the unloader guy, okay? And as I look, on my right is the tanks, and on my left is the compressor. So as I'm looking at this thing, the compressor's pumping, and I see the tanks going 120, 125, 130. And at 130, I say to the compressor, okay, stop working, and at the same time, I unload the air on the compressor, just from me to the compressor, just because I don't want that air there, because when I start up the compressor, I don't want to have to deal with that extra load. Meanwhile, I shut the gate and hold all the air inside the tanks.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay, I wondered if it was just my girlfriend.
You know what? from the point of view of the driver's seat, if you have a pretty good girlfriend, the truckers are going to look at you. I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
If she has that's just the way it is. So do motorhome people, unless they're 100 years old or unless their wife's got a shotgun. They're going to look at pretty girls.
Okay.
Thanks, Richard.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Edward, you're up next. Edward, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener, and I said I was just calling to compliment the quality transmission there in Tempe.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I had a 2002 Honda Odyssey, and it's funny, I was on hold and I was listening to the commercial about them, and I was definitely the second person who waited a little bit too long and managed to get into their, managed to pull in second gear, and met Greg, spoke to him, and it's just a fantastic place, and he quoted me, you know, he said it would probably be between X and Y, and, you know, a few days later he called, and it was above that, but he still honored the quote that he gave me, and just quality people there.
Well, thank you.
I told him in return I would call the radio station and beam all about them. So,
well, thank you.
I just wanted to follow through, and thank you for having them up on your website. Called a number of places, but I've definitely become a lifelong customer of theirs.
You know, Edward, that's really wonderful. Bob has this philosophy that, you know, we want to give you a window for estimates, just like I do. I think I even copied it from Bob. And sometimes staff just doesn't know of some unexpected concern. But my staff and Bob's staff, and I think I learned it from him, are required to honor whatever you said. Now, sometimes you open the window a little wider, and you can be a hero on the time at the 5 o'clock counter. Because you're going to quote 34 to 3900 and you come in at 35 even, well, that customer looks at the rest of that money almost like it's free money, but it's just money we didn't spend of yours. I think at Bob's shop, and I'm not sure about this, but many of the shops on my list, it's just against the law to be a penny over your estimate. So, and that's out-the-door estimates. The other day, Edward, somebody had a fuel pump, and they only bid $9.62 for in and out of the fuel pump. So the customer had it at a shop, but the shop was bidding $1,200.
Wow.
So the customer was concerned about that. Well, I got involved, and what happened was the $9.62 was just the pump and the labor. The other shop had a tow bill. They had diagnostics. They had the pump and the labor, which ironically added up to $9.62, but they also had shop supplies, environmental charges, and sales tax in their bid. So the difference between the $9.62 and the $1,200 was really the same. The first shop didn't have tow, it didn't have a diagnosis, it didn't have sales tax, and they had none of that. So be careful of those kinds of situations. I'll tell Bob you called and that you made him look proud, and thank you for taking the time to do that.
Absolutely.
All righty. And when we come back, Mark, you're going to be the first caller up, but I just don't have time to do you justice right now. And, you know, Alan, remember that time that what'd you do? Blow up the transmission in your car or the differential? Which one was it?
No, it wasn't my car.
It was
your car.
You blew it up on my car.
Yeah.
When we come back, you want to tell that story?
No, there's really not a story. We figured that out later. That you thought there was a story. There was really a non-story.
It was a non-story.
Non-story.
You mean I was wrong?
You were wrong once.
Once?
I know. It doesn't happen often.
When we come back, we'll take your call, 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. We have open lines available, and if you'd like to be there, you can, because call in right now, 602-508-0960. My website is marksalem.com, and you can always get me at mark@marksalem.com.
Kelly Clark has been repairing cars in the Phoenix area for more than 50 years. Kelly Clark has...
Raised up from
well, welcome back, everybody. Mark Salem here. Alan Salem, my son, here with me. And there's quite a few years between the two of us. I'm a little gray-headed. And, oh, you are too.
It's chrome.
Oh, that's right. It's chrome and
mine
platinum.
Mine is chrome. Yours is gray.
Okay. All right. This portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Larry Harker's Auto Repair. They're in a full-service, family-owned operation at 38th Avenue and Indian School. It's important to know that if you're south of Camelback, west of I-17, and you don't have a shop that you're already tied to that you really love, you'll love Larry Harker's. They're trusted, a name for quality, affordable automotive service, maintenance in the Phoenix area. Again, anywhere south of Camelback, anywhere west of the I-17 all the way to the 101, then Larry Harker's is a great place to go, and I can recommend them as well. Okay, let's talk about... You reckon cars. The Suburban. Is that the one you're talking about? Where?
Yeah, that was the one. But
is that before or after we put the blower on it?
It was after.
Okay. So that was a transmission.
Yeah, it wasn't wrecked.
It was.
Just, yeah.
That's right. You brought it home from some date.
No.
And it was stuck
no,
in
No, you were out
gear.
Of town.
Oh, I was out of town.
You were out of town.
Did you have permission to drive the Suburban?
Yeah, I don't recall.
Okay. Well, the Suburban, folks, was a
96, I think.
No, wasn't that new? Well, maybe it was. 1996, four-wheel drive, 454, and we put a blower on it. And it was just a monster. So I'm out of town. Jay, correct me if I'm wrong. And I come back, and the transmission's blown up. And I'm pretty mad at you.
Yep.
So we take it over to Henry Brown. And lo and behold, a snap ring had broke on the transmission, and the wear in the case had shown that was the clunk I had asked them to address a couple times that we could never fix. And as a result of that, they said, Mark, it had nothing to do now with Alan. It had everything to do with this snap ring breaking on the main shaft. And we're going to replace the transmission for you for free under warranty because this has nothing to do with your blower or your son. So how much did you pay for him to pay him to say that?
A lot of savings. But it just goes to show you that you had told him about this problem three or four times previously.
Yeah.
And had you not done that, I may have been paying a lot more. But we had mentioned that three or four times previously, and that's what really got us off the hook, I think.
Yeah. Well, speaking of off the hook, I remember when you took one of our SS Impalas one day for some reason, and you ended up doing $16,000 worth of damage as you drove the engine of the car into the front seat.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, whose fault was that?
That wasn't my fault, remember?
That wasn't your fault either. No. But I thought you got the ticket.
I don't recall if I got a ticket or not.
I do.
No, I think the ticket got dropped.
Well, maybe that's the case, but you still got the ticket.
That's possible.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I just wanted, because you had mentioned earlier that I was wrong once, and I just wanted to kind of clean that up. 602-508-0960 if you'd like to talk to us about your car repair problem. Question: is nitrogen good for my tires? My air conditioning is blowing hot on the driver's side and cold on the passenger side. What else?
Diesel questions.
Diesel questions.
Wheels, tires questions.
Yep. I've been thinking about lifting my truck this many inches, and the lift wizard here can talk about that. We do lots of accessory sales. So if you want side steps, if you want to grow your gas tank, what are those gas tanks that you install all the time? Are they Chevy, Titan. Ford?
Yeah, Ford, Dodge, and Chevy.
And then takes them from what to what?
It usually roughly doubles their capacity.
Roughly doubles it.
It goes in the place of their factory fuel tank and roughly doubles their capacity.
Does the gauge in the center still work?
Yes, it does. It's the same depth. It's just longer, so the gauge still sweeps correctly.
Okay. And is it gas and diesel?
No, only diesel.
Just diesel?
Just diesel.
Ford, Chevy, and Dodge.
Ford, Chevy, and Dodge.
Almost double.
Some are double. Some are more than double.
2 minutes and we have Scott on the line.
Okay. All right, let's go to Scott. Scott, good morning to you. Thank you for calling in. And how can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Good.
Beautiful day. Hey, I have a 1999 Dodge Ram 3/4 ton 4x4 with a V10. I'm having issues with the defroster. I like to spend a lot of time in the desert, and I go hunting and stuff, so I'm sometimes in cold weather, but my defroster just seems to fog up my windows, and it doesn't defrost at all.
Okay. Let me ask you two questions. Number one, how does your air conditioning work?
It works fine.
Okay.
I had an issue with it before where there was a vacuum line that was messed up, but I got that fixed.
Okay, and number two, real quick, because I'm gonna put you on hold because I'm up against a break here in about 50 seconds. Number two, do you have any unexplained loss of water or sweet smell in the cab first thing in the morning?
No, there used to be a gurgling sound.
Okay.
But it's gone away.
All right.
There's other one odd thing that happens when I change, you know, the dial that changes it from hot to cold?
Uh-huh.
When I change that, sometimes a big cloud of dirt comes out of.
Oh. Well, that's the blend door. When you go to hot to cold, you're opening up this blend door. The door is left, and it gets cold air, and if it's right, it gets warm air. And you're a hunter, so you've got a layer of dust about an inch thick under your tire dashboard. When we come back, we're going to finish talking to you, Scott, so we're going to put you on hold right now. The rest of you, 602-508-0960, 508-0960.
Who is a member of the Better Business Bureau and has A-plus rating. And last, if you have a problem, and if you go through Mark Salem's BBB process, he will put $5,000 of his own money up to guarantee you will be treated fairly. That's putting your money where your mouth is. D&B Auto Repair at 27th Avenue in Maryland, where gray hair means experience and integrity.
A child is taken, but there is hope through the Arizona Amber Alert. An Amber Alert provides the public with information that could lead to the safe recovery of a child. When a child is missing, everyone plays an important role. To learn more about the details of a specific Amber Alert, dial 511 or go to azamberalert.org. Together, we can all help save a child. Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Transportation, aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mark Salem has a friend at Thunderbird Automotive, and so do you. His name is Tom Fletcher. If you live in the Northwest area, you have two Thunderbird autos to choose from. One at 88th Avenue and Thunderbird in Peoria, just west of 101, and the other one is at Mountain View and Reams Road in Surprise, just south of Grand. In 2003, Thunderbird Auto was the finalist in the Better Business Bureau Ethics Award, and in 2004 they won that BBB Ethics Award.
Thunderbird Auto has an A-plus rating. They have ASC-certified technicians, they can fix anything with a steering wheel, and they offer a free cursory ring inspection that some others charge $49 for. And they're the only shop you know that offers 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty on parts and labor anywhere in the country. And if you have a problem with them and you go through Mark Salem's BBB process, he'll put $5,000 of his money up to guarantee you.
Let's get it right.
Sign up for free at 960 The Patriot.
And welcome back, everybody. My name is Mark Salem. Alan Salem is here. So if you'd like to give us a call, 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. And we're going to talk to Scott real quick, but before we do, I want to tell you once again about Quality Transmission. Quality Transmission's been around since long before we had cars. I think he was here in the 1880s. Bob knows more about transmissions than anybody I know, and his staff is even better than he is. Quality Transmission is in Tempe. They are who you need to call if you have a transmission problems. They have many years of experience. They don't guess with your money, and they know how to repair transmissions. They're located in Tempe on McClintock, just north of University. Folks, he's not going to ever say, I got to take it apart for $300, and after your transmission's in 3,000 pieces, he's going to give you an estimate of 10 grand, 5 grand, 6 grand. He's not going to do that because they're experienced enough to give you the window. They know what's probably wrong with it, so they say, if it's this, it's the low side, but I want you to hear this big number, not to exceed this big number. So that's why Quality Transmission is so important. And you can find more information on Quality Transmission at MarkSalem.com. Okay, Scott, I have a couple questions for you. Okay. When you turn on your defroster, it's just taken an exorbitant amount of time for the fog to clear, right?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't clear it at all, and it progressively gets worse. The inside. I've ended up buying a squeegee for the inside of my cab, so I can see when I'm going outdoors.
Okay, all right. But let me ask you this then: when you turn it on, is the motor fully warmed up at that point? Is there warm air coming out of the vents?
I don't notice the. You know what? I haven't really check because I'm busy driving when I'm trying to use it, and so I probably should. But anyways, typically when I turn on, I live here in Phoenix, and so I drive quite a bit before I get to where I need it. I only live a mile away from work when it is cold here in Phoenix, but I haven't really needed it. You know, in a mile.
All right, let me tell you how it's supposed to work. Okay, first of all, we have two things going on in defrost. Number one, we got air blowing across the heater core, and we've got warm air coming up those vents, okay? Mm-hmm. But that alone doesn't take the fog away and doesn't defrost the inside of that windshield. We have to have the air compressor running at the time. You know when you take a cold glass of soda pop or beer and you set it on a kitchen table, you know how it sweats water?
Yeah.
Okay, the cold is sucking the moisture out of the air, condensing it to a liquid, and that's why the outside of the glass is all wet. That's exactly what we do in your truck. We turn the air conditioning compressor on, and then we underneath the dash, the evaporator core, we ice that baby up. And at that point, it begins to suck all the moisture out of the cab of the truck, and that's why when it's really working good and the motor's warmed up, when you turn on the defrost, boy, you got warm air blowing up through those vents on the dash. It comes and hits you in the face. You know it's warm. And then all of a sudden, you just see the fog just kind of wipe away, just like some magic hand just wipes it away. And that's because the air's on. So if you want to check it, what you do is when you think it's not working, I want you to leave it the way it is in defrost. I want you to stop, put it in park, don't turn the motor off. I want you to open up the hood, and there's two lines coming off the compressor, the small one and the big one. I want you to grab the big one with your hand, and I want it to be ice cold.
Okay.
And then if you just quickly touch the smaller line, which is the high side line, it should be warm to the touch or doggone hot.
Okay.
That means it's working. Now, how do we clean out your vents? You're going to need your wife to help you. Do you have a wife?
Okay. I do have a wife.
All right. You're going to get two gasoline-powered blowers. and you're going to get in the truck, and you're going to have a bandana over your face because it's going to get kind of dusty.
Okay.
And your wife's going to stand, both doors are wide open in the truck, and your wife's going to stand on the passenger side. And you're going to start at the passenger side, and you're going to take your gasoline blower, and you're going to put the nozzle into the defrost vent, and you're just going to let her rip. Your wife is going to be blowing across the front seat, so any dirt and dust that comes out of there is going to go out the driver's door. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Just tell me what a gasoline blower is.
Yeah, a gasoline blower, you know, you dust off your sidewalks and your pool decks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, actually, my advice would probably be an electric blower.
No.
Like a leaf blower.
Yeah, like a leaf blower, yeah.
Yeah. So you're up there, and you're doing the dash vents, or the defrost vents up on the dashboard, and she's blowing across you to kind of blow that stuff out. You're going to be in a pretty dirty world, and then you're going to go over to the driver's side and do the same thing. And then you're going to turn your fan speed on low, and you're going to blow that leaf blower into the vents.
Okay.
So you're going to blow past the air that's coming out because you're blowing 200 mile an hour air in, and it's just trying to blow a little whisper out. That's when you're going to drop your air. Keep your airflow down to low all the time, this whole time. And okay, that will help clean out your vents a little bit.
Okay, great.
All righty.
All right, and there's nothing that I need, because I tried to find like an internal cab filter or one that's on the other side of the firewall, but I can't seem to find anything. Is there such a thing?
Yeah, well, it depends. You said 99, and that's a flip of a coin.
Probably okay. A little early.
Yeah, it might be a little early, but this is what you do. You just call a couple of auto parts store, and you say, hey, I need a cabin filter for a 99 Ram 3/4 ton, and the motor sounds like this with gasoline. They'll know it's a V10. And then say, if you got a cabin filter for me. And then when you get it, you'll know what it looks like.
Okay, great.
All righty. Good enough. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your help.
You betcha. And I want to tell you about a body shop, because we talk a lot about mechanical shops, but the body shops are the ones that you have to trust your baby, your car with, when either you cause the accident or somebody else accidentally hits you. Phoenix Body Works up in North Phoenix has been voted one of the best body shops in Phoenix, and they've been on my best car repair shops list for years. Greg May, the owner, and his staff has been servicing the Phoenix area since 1982, so they're not spring chickens. Phoenix Body Works offers free computerized estimates, a written lifetime warranty, and if they've been here since 1982, then you can kind of figure they're going to be here for a while. And they are called the insurance claims professionals, because they take the hassle out of dealing with your insurance company. Their employees are ASE certified, that's a mechanical side, ICAR certified, which is paint and body side, and Phoenix Body Works belongs to the Better Business Bureau. You can't get better than that. Remember that Arizona law says it's your vehicle and it's your choice to choose the body shop you want. Mark Salem talking now. You don't follow, I don't follow, the request of my insurance company. I want you to take it over to this body shop. You see, I need the body shop to be in my corner, not trying to butter the bread of the insurance companies. I want the body shop to say to the insurance company, no, I need to undercoat the inside of that door because it had undercoating before. And the insurance company may say, in Arizona, we don't need undercoating. And the body shop says, well, wait a minute. He could go to Minnesota tomorrow. He could move to Detroit tomorrow. He could move to North Carolina tomorrow, or North Dakota, I should say. The bottom line is you need the insurance company to do what they do, and the paint and body should be your advocate. So if you need a great body shop, call Phoenix Body Works. They're located at 19th Avenue, half block north of Deer Valley Road, and in that area, they're the king of the body shops, trust me. Okay, so you got any kids at home listening to us today?
Yeah, I was just telling you a funny story off the air. Every time I come down here and tell them I'm going to go do radio with Papa, they always ask me what song I was going to sing.
so go ahead and sing something for them.
That's the most hilarious thing.
Go ahead.
So Mark and Rex, I'm not singing songs. Not today. Not till we get home.
Yeah. Well, and then of course that's after you have a couple of liquid refreshments. Is your back to our yard done yet?
No. That's
you
today.
Know I'm getting kind of upset because I need the Bobcat back.
I know,
but that's what you say every time. I need the Bobcat.
I keep having to get more rock. It's silly.
Okay, well, are you close to being done?
I'm close. It'll be done this weekend.
Because we need to do all the pallet work, and we need to move some stacks of hay, and the Bobcat has the forks, and you have the Bobcat. So I have the forks, but it doesn't do me any good.
No, I actually have the forks.
You have the forks. So you have both the forks and the Bobcat.
I do, and the bucket.
And bring it back full, because you know how mad I get when you don't bring it back full. Because you always pick it up full, but you never bring it back full.
That's right.
I'm sure I'm not the only father out there that probably has had that concern.
I'm sure you're not.
And your boys are going to do it the same year because I'm going to teach them how to do that. That's why God lets our kids have kids, just so we can get even with you. That's exactly right. Well, folks, if you have a car question Monday through Friday, you're more than welcome to give me a call on email, I should say. You're more than welcome to email me. It's easy. Mark, with a K, at MarkSalem.com. Mark at MarkSalem.com. If you're involved in Facebook, you can certainly like us, Mark Salem, or you can like Salem Boys Auto. That's the name of our repair shop. But this isn't about our repair shop. This is about the 50 and 60 good paint and body guys in town. This is about the mechanical guys in town. Because folks come to me and they say, where are you at? And I say, where are you at? And they say, North Scottsdale. And I say to them, but you're going to drive 20 miles to me, plus you're going to pass 10 really good shops. Please allow me to help you find a shop either close to where you work or where you live. And our FAQs on MarkSalem.com are a cumulative total of the most popular questions we've been asked, because we've been doing radio here in the Valley since 1988. So it's important to know that our FAQs talk about vibrations. They talk about, is the vibration related to the speed of the motor or the speed of the tires? Because there's difference there. So if we need to find that out, we have you put it in neutral and kind of coast a little bit. If the noise goes away, if the vibration goes away, then it's engine related. And if the faster you go and the slower you go, the noise changes, it can be either tires or suspension, or it can be the engine. But we have to kind of figure that out. And trust me when I tell you that you can go to any one of our transmission shops, and these guys know how to deal with vibrations. And if you're interested in tire work, we've got S&S Tire on the west side with three locations, and they have everything you need to dress up your car as well as balance your tires and make sure your car is in good shape. What are you going to do next week? You got anything planned?
We've got a bunch of diesel work to do. We've got some 6-liter. I got 2 6-liter Fords on the ballot for next week. I've got one in the shop now, and then two on the ballot for next week to fix some work on the fix some problems on those.
Are these like high pressure pump problems? Engine problems?
One's a high pressure pump on that FedEx van that that keeps seeming to have issues, and we've got that one. And then we've got a gentleman with an E350 van, a sportsman, kind of a motorhome van, that's a pretty neat thing that we're going to do some work to as well.
Okay. Now, that FedEx van, wasn't that the one that we pulled a pan on and we found one of the two of the oil squirters were in the pan?
Were broken off, yeah.
And what else did we find? But that thing had 250,000 miles on it.
Yeah. We did injectors on that, and we did some other fuel work, top-end fuel work, And it's been running good. He just can't seem to get a break with this thing every time we tear it apart, you know.
Well, really and truly, with the stuff that we did on the oil pump and the bottom end, and then we're going to do the high pressure pump, there's not really
no bearing.
And the injectors, then we're really kind of in the clear.
Yeah. We didn't pull the intake. This next project's going to be an intake project. It's not going to be a valve cover / engine oil pan project.
Now, are you going to pull the motor to pull that intake, or are you going to do it in the truck?
No, we'll do it in the car from probably inside the vehicle.
Okay. Does the guys have access to the back of the motor where the truck goes at?
Because of the doghouse cover.
With the doghouse cover. Okay. All right. With Ford trucks, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of times you have to pull the cab, or a lot of times you have to pull the engine to do much work because there's just no room to work.
Absolutely. Yep.
And a lot of times we just bring them out the front. We take the front grill off. We take everything off the front, and we just bring them out the front.
We find that that way's easier, yeah.
Than pulling the cab. Plus, I think one of the problems with pulling the cab is if the customer stops by and sees his cab hanging from the ceiling with a big 4x4 run through the two windows and wires hanging from it from every different direction, he's typically not real happy.
I'm certain.
He's just wondering, how are they going to put that back together? But I got to tell you, technicians just know. They have great memories, and I go by their toolboxes a lot and their tool trays a lot, and I look for extra parts after they get done pulling a dash apart. And if I find something, then that car's not leaving until they find out where it went. And that doesn't ever happen. So that's the important part of working on cars. It's also important to make sure that your technician is ASC certified. And folks, it doesn't do any good to listen to somebody in the auto repair industry if they're not certified. Or if they don't have any experience, there's plenty of hawkers and advertisers in our industry, and there's really no reason for you to listen to one of them. there are people out there that have never twisted a wrench. There's people out there that have never been a master tech for 20 or 30 years like I have. There's people out there that used to sell Avon that are now telling you how to fix your car. And those are the things that you need to be cautious of. Just beware of it. And it's okay to ask someone what their credentials are because of this. Those of us that have good credentials, we're very proud to share that with you. And we understand that it instills confidence. Those that don't, you're going to hear some and then you'll know. My name is Mark Salem. Alan Salem's my son next to us. We'll see you next Saturday right here on 960 The Patriot, 10 a.m. every Saturday right here.